This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Former Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo has dropped her attempt to win back her old congressional seat in the 8th District. That's just north of Denver and currently held by a Republican. Her dropping out still leaves a crowded Democratic primary field, including two state lawmakers and the state treasurer. A new oil and gas site near Aurora is running into community opposition. CPR climate reporter Ishan Takwar.
The oil company Civitas is proposing to drill 32 new fracked wells in Arapahoe County. The wells will be close to the Aurora Reservoir, and some are close to homes. Arapahoe County has conditionally approved the plan. Now, it's up to Colorado's Energy and Carbon Management Commission to decide whether to greenlight it. But at a public hearing on Thursday, packed with more than 100 residents, many opposed it for health and environmental reasons. Corris Young is the daughter of a nearby resident.
I just hope that my generation can fix the problems your generation is causing.
State regulators will meet in October to vote on the plan. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
A coalition of transit agencies are set to launch a brand new shuttle service to Red Rocks. It'll be the first transit service to the concert venue and natural park in recent years.
The bus will run between six stops in Jefferson County, including Red Rocks, on summer weekends and holidays. But with the service limited to daytime hours, it won't be much use to concert goers. The Regional Transportation District gave an $840,000 grant for the summer shuttle service.
That was Andrew Kenny reporting. This is CPR News in KRCC.